Hell yeah, we can challenge for a league title.
What is up, Tifos? We are back with another huge edition of Charlotte Soccer Show. Got one of the goats of the game, one of the best all-time in MLS, is about to join me in a few minutes. But, of course, the conversation is all about Wilf Zaha as he hits back at the haters on Snapchat. We said, oh, snap, Wilf doing his thing. We all saw the statement. We've been talking about it pretty much nonstop. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone has something to say. This is what Bradley Wright Phillips had to say.
The message, it wasn't for me. I wouldn't be messaging the fans. That's the one place I'm a little bit disappointed with Wilfred Zaha, because don't worry what the 5% are saying. They've never been in your position, and you're always going to have naysayers. But I do sympathise with him from a point where I've been Wilfred Zaha. I've got to America, and it's taken me long to get my career going, to show them who Bradley Wright Phillips is. I've got here two pulled hamstrings, two goals on the season, and people start talking. And the frustration comes from wanting to prove that you can play, wanting to prove that you can help this team. And you can see on the pitch sometimes when he's throwing his arms up, it's wanting to be better. It's wanting his team to be better and himself to be better. So
people start talking. Bradley, welcome back to Charlotte Soccer Show. We are so happy to have you. Could not be happier to welcome you. I know you're traveling this week and you're with us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Danny. I appreciate it, man. I enjoyed this show.
I appreciate that. Good to hear. You were one of our very most popular guests last year, so nice. Hopefully this episode is going to do big numbers. And it's all about Zaha. So Bradley Wright Phillips and Zaha, controversy, kicking about, you know, flapping arms, you know, flipping out, just posting on social. Where do you land on all this? Have you thought any more into it since your comments the other night?
I still feel the same. First of all, what I want to say is I've watched Wilfred Zaha, you know, since he's like, I'm a little bit older than him. So since he's a youngster breaking through at Palace, his whole career in the Prem. And if you go back to those games, Wilfred hasn't changed. But the people have got to be careful what they're asking for from him. Because if you take away that passion, him throwing his arms, that's also what makes him good. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. He plays on the edge. So once you lose that, if you don't want him to be like this and react to certain things, you're going to lose that edge on the pitch. So you've got to be careful what you're asking of him. But my views are still the same. I said I sympathize with him. I got over here and it's not easy. A lot of the fans might not have watched you week in, week out, so they don't fully understand your strengths. And sometimes when you're not fully up to match fitness, you're trying very hard to be yourself, but it doesn't always come off. And I think they see a DP that's come in. They expect everything to just click and it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got a little look into Wilfred's thoughts when he gets home after a game. And he knows how much he's putting in, but sometimes it's not quite coming off. He knows, and he just, you know, just wants to release that to let people know, like, you know, we're top of the league. I'm trying my best. Remember, you know, I'm still settling in. So I get where he's coming from. The part I said in the beginning is I was just one of those people that wouldn't really, you know, put a message out like that. And each to their own, I just wouldn't, you know, just wouldn't give that person satisfaction.
It is on Snapchat, which is like designed to disappear after a short amount of time. That's sort of his social media of choice. He doesn't put a lot out on the other platforms, but it's interesting. I mean, I said earlier on the show, anyone who's listening that knows the show, well, I kind of took a stand of like, I don't know who these people are. I don't go on Facebook. I guess people in the Facebook groups are the worst. Yeah. That's the real cesspool. I'm on, you know, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that, but like, I haven't seen much of it. Maybe it's really bad on Facebook. I'm not sure. But there's reason for Will to be frustrated, BWP, right? Because we watch this, and it's like he gets fouled hard. You know, he takes an early hard foul. And, you know, that was – they got the continuation. I think the ref made the right call not stop and play there. But then he fires a shot here. Should have got a corner kick off of this. You can see. And he starts to get early. A half hour in, he already feels like he's being kind of – you know, done by, right? But that's clearly deflected. Should have been a corner if the refs will take a look at it. And then the second half gets going. We get a fast break going here, and he makes great dribble, draws the defenders, creates a perfect open shot, and Abada, like, come on, bro. You can't do that. You can't send that over the bar.
It's going to be a bad finish.
Yeah, and then that's going to be on target. And then late in the match, you know, kicking on, trying to make something happen here down. Yeah. No foul called there.
I've seen him given free kicks.
You've seen him given. Yeah. He's yelling at the ref's bench. He's not happy with any of it. And I don't know. Where do you stand on him feeling like he deserves to be aggrieved at some of this stuff?
Yeah, you can go back and ask. Go and find some of my teammates. I think I was probably the moaniest player to play with, you know. And it came from passion. You know, I'd speak to players after and be like, it's not personal. I just want to win. I just know what you're capable of. But you know what's annoying about this whole thing that we're talking about, Wilfried Zaha and the message you put out, the frustration? You just watch those clips. It's probably one of his better games. He looked more of himself. And the problem Wilfried has now, putting out that message, we're only talking about him throwing up his hands in the air. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the decisions that's gone wrong. But I was watching this game on MLS Season Pass while doing the games, you know, 360 or whatever it was. And I was impressed with him. I'm like, this guy looks like the guy I see at Crystal Palace. The guy that got bought to Man United. The guy that Manchester United and Alex Ferguson wanted. Or David Moyes, I beg your pardon. But that's what annoys me. We lost the performance in the rant. And this is almost why you don't really, you know, you don't give the haters what they want, because the message and your performance gets lost in that.
Yeah, and we're looking at some clips here now. As you say, all that great stuff. Just these are not all Zaha, but there's a lot of chances created by Zaha there, and making it happen. We didn't get the finish. There was a lot of things. I just showed scoring chances. There's a lot of impressive stuff he did that didn't necessarily lead to scoring chances. But you're right, he did play one of his better games. He had a great rating on a lot of the rating systems. You know, the Foot Mobs and the Sofa Scores all recognized he had a good performance. So it just didn't come through, and it's a tough loss. We've talked enough about controversy and Snapchats and social. You're a football expert, man. So let's talk about Charlotte FC and Columbus. Massive showdown this weekend in the East. Couldn't be better. And the word on the street is Pep Biel did not show up in training yesterday. I don't think he's going to travel. I have a
huge note loss for you guys
saying that he's not going to travel to Columbus. So we'll see.
Huge loss. Well, the difference this season is you still have players like Zaha, you have Adjaman, you have Abada. These are all players that can still be dangerous in the final third. Yes, Pep Biel has been the most influential attacking player on your side. It's going to be a loss going to a place like Columbus Crew. You know what I mean? You need all your stars. You need all your weapons to get out of that place with a result. But you're not wrong. It's a big game. And one, you know, when I looked at the fixtures just after the weekend, Tuesday we have a production meeting. That's one of the first ones I go to. I look at that and I'm like, that should be a good game.
Yeah. I mean, a road test for a team that has built its points on great home record, got the win in Montreal, but had to fight a little harder than you would have thought for that. So, and I'm a little worried about this match.
And you should be, because it's Columbus. I don't think you should be worried, but I think you have to go there and respect them. But again, if we're going to talk about Charlotte in the realms of one of the top four teams in the league, now it's about the away form. We know what you can do at home. We've seen it. You can be very dominant at home. But now to go that next step, to be, you know, in with the likes of the Columbus, the Cincy's, the Inter Miami's, these teams that we talk about, Charlotte have to have a better away record, and then you'll be in that, you know, in the conversations about winning a Shield maybe.
Yep, and we're obviously going to find out here as we look at the graphic of just the table and then the next fixtures for Charlotte. It's a lot of road matches: Orlando, Nashville, at Columbus, at Red Bulls in a mid. That's a midweek match at Red Bulls in between hosting Columbus and then going to Toronto. There could be a second Open Cup match in there. If they win that Open Cup match, there's going to be a second Open Cup midweek between Chicago and the second Columbus. It's a massive May for Charlotte FC. Yeah. What's your advice as someone who's dealt with it many times? What's your advice for dealing with the MLS schedule and the grind and when all these things just start jamming up ones against each other?
First of all, just to say that graphic just there, what you showed on the Eastern Conference table, it's beautiful. You see, I think it's like five teams. There's only 4 points that separate all of them. That's what we want. It needs to be competitive. Look at that. You see, from Cincinnati to Inter Miami, like, it's 4 points. It's so competitive and good. But advice would be one game at a time. MLS is grueling. Now we're getting to those months where it's boiling hot. You know, you're going to be playing a lot of games. So the best thing we done whenever I played and was successful, it was one game at a time. Don't think too far ahead. Like you said, there's an Open Cup coming. Don't get through this first game against Columbus. They need all the respect. They need all your attention. If you can get a good result then you kick on and you start to build momentum. But it's not easy.
Yeah, and it's what it's going to take, though, if we want to be a contender for the Supporters' Shield. I think that's the goal for everyone. I want to get a quick thought from you, just because we've got you here, and we love talking Charlotte on this show, but when we're not going to waste a chance to talk about some of the big storylines that are going on. You're in Miami right now as we record this. Miami, falls in the CONCACAF Champions Cup semis last night to Vancouver. What do you think about what Vancouver's done? They're in the finals of the Cup. They're in the top of the MLS table. It's madness. Miami's starting to falter. Are they going to get it back? Just what are some of your favorite storylines going on in MLS right now that you can't wait to talk about this weekend?
Vancouver's one of them. Listen, the result last night in CONCACAF Champions Cup, it didn't surprise me at all. I've been watching Inter Miami all season, and they've been brilliant. They've added some defensive qualities to where, you know, they got bodies on the line. They're hard to beat. But I knew when they're playing this Vancouver side, Vancouver are very efficient. Vancouver have a team, most weeks, every player plays 7 to 8 out of 10. It's unbelievable what Sorensen's getting out of them. So that result didn't surprise me. But you asked what my surprise this season is, definitely Vancouver. I was a big fan of them last year, but Sorensen has taken them to that next level. You guys, Charlotte, I'll be honest with you. It was only last week where you guys were top of the league, I think. So top of the East, sorry. So Charlotte have been a big surprise. I think
Dean as Wilf Zaha pointed out in his statement, you know, we were just top of the league, you know. Yeah.
And then just some outstanding youngers. I think young players. If we wanted to talk about a couple of young players, Alex Freeman for Orlando. Specimen, great to watch. He's made this the step up to MLS football. It's so easy. It made it look so easy. But there's a lot of things. I'm on 360, so you know there's a lot of information that comes in my head. But I think this season's been very exciting, and the main reason is because the graphic you showed with the league table, it's just competitive. Week in, week out, we have to choose goal scorers. We have to choose who's going to win. I'm supposed to be the expert. It's so difficult to call. It's so hard to know who's going to win a game, and you know who's going to be top goal scorer. It's difficult. So competitive and fun to watch.
Yeah, one thing to watch when you're watching Charlotte, we can keep an eye when that 11 comes out, because I think there's a chance that we could maybe see Jaquil Marshall-Ruddy, the former Toronto, Montreal. He's, you know, 20 years old, but he's got like 80-plus games experience. Yes. He was introduced to some of the local media this week, got a chance to talk to him. Really awesome young man. I was really impressed with him, and he kept saying, excited, excited, excited. So it'd be great to see what he can bring to the squad, since we've got some injury issues on that back line, at the fullback positions at least. And so keep an eye out for that. That's my tip to you. Thank you so much for the compliments on the graphics. You go a long way with me flattering the graphics, you know, for sure. I do spend
you're
a little
doing
bit
a nice job.
So you're I appreciate nice it job. Very much, Bradley. Appreciate your time. Can't wait to watch you with your guys. Say hi to Dax for us. He was with us last week. He's killing it with you guys. How do you feel about the MLS crew chemistry? What's the vibe?
It's amazing.
Something from behind the scenes, man. Come on.
You know? It's amazing. I think from behind the scenes, I would like the show to be a lot more like it is in the green room. I think we do a good job of being ourselves. But if there's improvement that can be made, you know, I don't want it to be flawless. When you guys watch us, I want it to be like me and you are just having a chat in the living room. So I don't want it to be flawless. The punctuation's perfect. It needs to, when we're speaking, you need to get how me and Dax talk together when we're not on camera. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm aiming for. And I think we have a little bit of an edge because we played together. We spent a lot of time together. You know, even when we weren't on the same team, we're in contact with each other. So I think we can bring that onto the screens. But it's just so much fun working with them. It doesn't feel like work. It feels like I'm talking to my friends about football, you know, down at the pub. And that's what we're aiming for.
That's excellent. It's funny. In my day job, this is just, I do Charlotte Soccer Show. It's mostly a hobby. But in my day job, I produce college football TV shows. And that thing that you just said there is something I've heard my entire career from various levels of producers and production teams of saying, I wish we could take the conversation we're having here in the green room and bring that to the set. So you're definitely far from alone in that pursuit. It's something I think everyone in the entire TV business is trying to make happen. So keep at it, because you guys are a great watch always. And I will be watching this weekend, because I'm posting up at home. There's watch parties. The Charlotte FC Columbus watch parties going all over the place. I need to bunker up. I'm worried about this match. I don't like where we're at with the injuries and everything. And I was worried about New England also. I was concerned about New England.
So I knew that would be a tough one for you guys. Do me a favor, though. You got to tweet in to MLS360. We'll shout you out. Maybe send us a picture.
Perfect.
We'll shout you out.
I'll send you my setup. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. Exactly. All right, cool.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Bradley Wright Phillips, making his return to Charlotte Soccer Show. And hopefully it's not the last time.
No, it won't be. Thanks for having me.
Send us out with our catchphrase, Charlotte FC. It's for the crown, baby.
It's for the crown, baby. Charlotte FC is for the crown, baby.